This week's Parsha, Parshas Yisro, of course, is the Parsha of Kabbalah Satorah. And tonight I wanted to share two ideas from the Lubavitcher Rebbe's Chesedin Aleinu that really connect to helping us understand a little bit of the experience in what really Kabbalah Satorah is really about. Because we know that we didn't get the whole Torah at Har Sinai. When we talk about Kabbalah Satorah, when we talk about Matan Torah, it was the Aseres HaDibros. But yet we know, of course, as Moshe Rabbeinu tells us in Devarim, this is an experience that we can never forget. The experience of Har Sinai itself, the experience, is something that is supposed to be ingrained on the collective psyche of Knesset Yisrael, of the Jewish community, for all time. And the Torah here in Yisro tells us some of the details about Kabbalah Satorah. And in fact, when Moshe Rabbeinu recounts what happened at Kabbalah Satorah in Parshas Vayeshanan, he actually shares some more vivid details as to the actual narrative, the actual storyline of what occurred. But I wanted to start tonight with the Gemara in Brachos. It's a Gemara in Brachos in the first perek that points out in Perek Yutes, in the lead up to the Aseres HaDibros, between Psukim Tes Zayin through Yutes, we find Chamisha Kolos. We find the word kol three times, and the word kolos, plural of sounds, once. So that's three singles, one double. You add them together, you get five, right? And so the Gemara in Brachos tells us, Dav Vav Amud Beis, that the Torah was given with Chamisha Kolos. So the question is, what does it mean Shatorah Nitna B'Chamisha Kolos? What does it mean that the Torah was given with five different voices or five different sounds? What does it mean? And so the Gemara, on a simple level, you know, you have to look in the Gemara what it talks about, look at Rashi there. But tonight I wanted to share a little bit of a teaching from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, which of course is based upon Torah HaChassidus, and Chassidus, of course, based on Chachmas HaKabbalah. And what the Lubavitcher Rebbe points out is, what is a voice? What is a voice? Like, Kol Kol Yaakov Ayadayim Yedei Esav, when Yitzchak Avinu feels Yaakov Avinu dressed up, the voice is what's expressing something that's hidden. Meaning, Yadayim Yedei Esav, the hands that I can feel, Yitzchak Avinu couldn't really see well, but the hands that I'm sensing are the hands of Esav. But yet the call, the voice, is revealing something else. A voice is something that expresses, reveals something that up until this point was hidden. That is what a call is. And we know there are different types of kolos. There are different types of voices. There are different types of sounds. You can have a shrill alarm waking up. You can have the soft sound of white noise or a lullaby actually taking a person into Never Never Land, into Schluff time, right? And we know there are many different types of kolos. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe says that when we talk about Chamisha Kolos at Har Sinai, that the Torah was given with five kolos, we have to understand that each one of these kolos, each one of these sounds, are expressing something that up until now was hidden. But what was hidden with five different layers of hiddenness that is being revealed at Har Sinai? So Lubavitcher Rebbe shares that we know, and this is Rambam or Nevuchim and other places, that in the world of nature, that we know seven days of the week, 7 years in agricultural cycle, but we know that four also is a number that represents a certain totality of nature, the number four. And a very simple level, we know that there are four levels of existence in this world. This is brought down in the Sefer Kuzari, and this is an idea of medieval philosophy, not only Jewish philosophy. The idea that you have domem, tzomeach, chai, and medaber. You have four levels of existence in this world. You have items that are domem. Domem is a language of dumya, silence, that it's silent. Right? What is silent? What doesn't express anything? What doesn't grow? What is just an inanimate object? That's what we're talking about. Inanimate objects. A rock. A rock is domain. A rock doesn't grow. A rock doesn't express anything. A rock is just a rock. People that have pet rocks, I'm not sure what that means. A pet rock, because a rock is domain, doesn't do anything. After the rock, domain, then you have tzomeach. You have something, matzmiach, kerem yeshua, something that sprouts forth. It doesn't move per se. It's rooted to a place in the ground. But tzomeach, it grows forth and it flourishes. And that is, of course, plant life, vegetation. A level higher, the third level up, is the medaber. Excuse me, is chai, is something that's alive, something that actually moves around, the animal kingdom, birds, fish. And then you have the fourth level, the highest level, the medaber, human beings, homo sapiens, that they can in fact speak. And we know in the creation of Adam, when we talk about nefesh chaya, a living spirit, unkelos of course translated as a ruach memalla, as a speaking spirit. Speech is what expresses humanity, what expresses life in people. And so we see that really everything in this world falls into one of those categories. It's domem chai, it's domem, excuse me, tzomeach chai or medaber. Right? And the Rebbe takes it another level. And we know that these four levels of existence are reflected four levels in the spiritual world as well. We know there are four levels of existence. There's Asiya, the world of doing. There's the world of Yetzira, of formation. Bria, creation, something from nothing. And the world of Atzilus, with an Aleph, Eitzel, to be close, incredible proximity to the Ribono Shel Olam. And in fact, the Rebbe says that that existence was created by the four letters of Hashem's name, of Yud-Heh and Vav-Heh. So he says, we see that the number four really represents a totality of creation in the physical world, in the natural world, and even really in a spiritual sense. We see there's four. So what's five? I understand the first four kolos are revealing the domain, the inanimate objects, then the tzomeach, the vegetation, then the chai, animal kingdom, then the medaber, human beings. But what's the fifth level? You know, as we said, even in the level of soul of a human being, there's nefesh, there's ruach, there's neshama, and there's chaya. But Zakta Lebevach Rebbe, what is five? Five is the level Kaviyachal of being introduced to the Borei Olam. That's what five is. Five is going beyond all boundaries of Bria, all boundaries of Olam Hazeh. And that's why when we talk about the four levels of existence, yeah, there are four levels of existence, but the Lubavitch Rebbe argues is a fifth level. This is not like the Kuzari. Kuzari has a different take on this, but the Lubavitch Rebbe says the fifth level of existence, what's that? The fifth level of existence is the Borei Olam. And that's what Har Sinai was about. That's what Kabbalah Satorah was about. We know that last week's Parsha, Parshas Beshalach, we spoke at Kriyas Yamsuf. That's when Klal Yisrael felt that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cared for them and loved them and did miracles specifically for them. But now here is where HaKadosh Baruch, so that was helping Klal Yisrael recognize who they were. But here in Parshas Yisro, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol, obviously in a very limited fashion, is almost revealing himself bechvodu v'atzmo. And that's why when we talk about the levels of world, there is, of course, Asiya, Yetzira, Bria, Atzilus, but there is a concept of Adam HaKadmon that's beyond everything. And even in the level of soul, on the level of soul, there's Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, and then there's the highest level, the point, the Nitzos, that spark, that's Mamish Kaviyachal, divinity in us, which is the Yechida, the total unification, the Yichud, where you can't really even distinguish from the Or of Ein Sof, the Or of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, what the number five represents is really an introduction to something that's totally beyond this world. Totally beyond this world. But where is that? What does that mean? So we know, and this is something the Chalban talks about at length, and we're not going there tonight because, the Chalban is just way beyond in this week's Parsha. To be able to halt cup wouldn't be an easy task tonight. But the idea that When HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke the first word of the Aseres HaDibros, we know the Chazal tells the first two Dibros were Mipi HaGevura from Hashem, and Mamash took the souls out of the Klal Yisrael, and Hashem had to bring them back to life with the Du, the Tal of Tchias HaMesim. What's the first word? Anochi. Anochi, that's the first word. And as we've said many times from the Gemara and Shabbos Kofei, what does Anochi stand for? Anochi is a Rashi Tevos. It's an acronym for Ano nafshi ksivas yehivas, that I wrote my soul down and I gave it to you, right? Rashi has one pshat, but this is how many mikubalim understand. The Gemara means that it's ki'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu put his soul in the Torah HaKadosha. The revelation of Hashem, yes, it was Chamisha Kolos, but what is the symbolism of the five Kolos? The symbolism of the five Kolos, the revelation that's taking place, is a revelation totally beyond this world, and that is the revelation of the Torah HaKadosha, that the Or Ein Sof, the light of beyond, the light of eternity, is really HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Metzamtzim and encapsulated it in the Torah HaKadosha. And that's why whenever we learn Torah, what we have to know is that we're connecting with the deepest light, the greatest light that there is. And so therefore, that's the message of the Chamisha Kolos. And this message of recognizing that Kabbalah HaTorah is totally beyond this world. It's the opportunity to really taste eternity. When we learn Torah, the Chayi Olam Nata B'Sochenu, right? When we say Birchas HaTorah, so we talk about Chayi Olam Nata B'Sochenu, that the Chayi Olam, the eternal life that God planted in us, that spark of divinity, is the connection that every soul, every Jewish soul has, as we know, to an os in the Torah, to a letter in the Torah, because that is the fifth level. That is going beyond all the boundaries of this world. And this whole concept of seeing Hamavet Har Sinai as something that is totally beyond the bounds of nature, an introduction to a whole new reality, that of course explains another Rashi at the end of the Parsha, meaning not at the, after, what we, the Chamisha Kolos is right before the Aseres HaDibros, and right after the Aseres HaDibros, literally the Pasuk after the Aseres HaDibros, Perek Chav, Pasuk Tesvav, V'chol Ha'am Roem Es HaKolos, Ves HaLapidim, and the whole nation, they saw the sounds and the flames. I understand how they could see flames, but what does it mean that they saw sounds? And Rashi, in fact, quotes from the Mechilta. Rashi quotes to the Mechilta. Roen es hakolos, they saw sounds. What does that mean? Roen es anishma, and the full Mechilta is v'shomen es anira. They saw what was normally heard, and they heard what is normally seen. Some compare this to hallucinogenics. What was going on at Kabbalah HaTorah? And what was the purpose of this wild experience? Something that really is not of this world. What was the purpose of this experience? Why did the Jewish people have this? So the Rebbe shares with us such a beautiful Torah, such so beautiful. And obviously these Torahs are things to think about over Shabbos Kodesh, and those that can be in Shul to hear the Aseres HaDibros, and even if you can't, to read the Aseres HaDibros at home, the Shabbos has great value to look at the Parsha every week, but especially reading of the Aseres HaDibros has great, great value. So Lubavitcher Rebbe points out that sight and the ability to hear are the two ways that a person really comes to know the world around them, right? But he says there are differences. There are fundamental differences between the two. The first is when a person sees, sight is the higher level of clarity. And when a person sees something, we say seeing is believing. You see it, that is the highest level, when you see something in front of you. And in fact, the Rebbe shares that in a halachic construct, there's a concept in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Ein Eid Na'asadayin. Let's say you have a judge on the Sanhedrin, on the high court, that sits by the Beis HaMikdash, and he saw a crime take place. Right? The Chief Justice saw a crime take place right outside Har HaBayis, Rachmana Litzlan, he saw a crime. So we know the halacha is Ein Eid Na'asadayin. If someone was a witness to an event, you can't be a judge. You can't be a judge. Why can't a witness be a judge? Because a judge is supposed to be able to be melamid zechus whenever there's a capital case, when someone is being tried. So a judge is supposed to try and find an argument that the defendant should be acquitted. But a witness who sees the crime take place, it's impossible. It's impossible for such a judge to acquit if they saw the crime themselves, if they're a witness to the crime themselves. So that's why Ein Eid Na'asadayin, the Lubavitcher Rebbe says, that a witness cannot become a judge. But when we talk about hearing, we know, isn't as powerful as seeing. You hear something, okay, with special effects, of course, even today, when we see something, we don't know, one second, is this true, is this not? But hearing something, it's very easy, if it's only through the koach hashmia, that you don't know what you're hearing, right? A person could be in a room screaming, you think the person's getting beat up, you look in, you run into the room, what's going on, and the person just making noises, right? Person could play, be pretending they're getting hurt, but sometimes you could see if they're really hurt, they're not really hurt. And so the Lubavitcher Rebbe says that when we talk about Re'ia and Shmia, seeing and hearing, he wants to connect that to the world of Gashmi, the world of the physical, and the world of the spiritual. The world of the physical is something that you see. You see the world around you, right? You see it, you can take it all in. But Shmia, hearing, do you hear the world around you? It could be you hear nothing. Could be you hear nothing in a forest, right? Granted, it could be a lack of light and dark, you don't see anything, but it could be you don't hear anything. And so he says the koach of re'iyah, the power of sight, is more to connect the person to this world. The power of hearing, the Rebbe says, is more about the world of the spiritual. So now, when the pasuk tells us, when the Michilta tells us, that Rowan es hanishma v'shomen es hanire, right? That when they heard, when they saw sounds and they heard sights, what does that mean? When you see things, as we said, that's clarity. You know it. When you hear things, you hear it. I hear it. You have to think about it. It takes more time to go over it, and you have to think and try and prove it, right? So normally in the world of the physical, we see it, it's in front of us, it's obvious. The world of the spiritual, we have to think about it, we have to contemplate, we have to digest and try and connect to something, right? You don't connect whether it's a sunny day or a snowy day. You see it outside. But a mood, something that's ephemeral, something that is much more delicate. So those things you have to hear. I hear it. You have to go over it. So when it came to Mamet Har Sinai, it was v'nahafach, it was just the opposite. It was just the opposite. Everything was turned on its head. There, the spiritual world, that which is normally heard, they saw. They saw the spiritual world. And when there was such a revelation of the chamisha kolos, of the five sounds, when it was ki'ilu, almost as if Kaviyochel Hashem came down, the closest Hashem ever came to descending into this world was on top of Har Sinai, and Hashem spoke to them, and the experience of God speaking directly to them literally drew their souls out of their bodies. It had to be restored through the dew of Tchias HaMeisim. Spirituality was real. There was no suffix. They saw it in front of them. Right? Like we said about Kriyas Yamsuf, Zekeli, they could point and say, Zekeli v'anvehu. That was a very high level, but this level of understanding God was even a higher level of understanding God. This was the highest experience of understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu that people ever experienced. And that's why here was even beyond saying, Zekeli, oh look, there, Zekeli, this is my God, and I will glorify him. This is beyond that. This is the spiritual world being what they saw, but then sights, they heard sights. When the spiritual was so real, the physical became questioned in their mind. That's when they only heard sights. Because we say, you hear something, you're not sure. Is that real? Is that not real? What am I hearing? Right? We know when Moshe and Yoshua are coming down from Har Sinai, what Yoshua's like, wait, what's going on in the camp? What's the sound that I'm hearing in the camp? Right? And when hearing, it's a doubt. And Moshe says, go down and see. You'll see what's going on. You see it. But you hear, you don't know. At Har Sinai, the physical world was begeder shmia. Things that they normally saw, they could hear. Because when the spiritual world was so real to them, and there were no doubts, that's when they began to doubt the physical world. They began to doubt the world of the material, like, wait, what is this in front of me? And in fact, we know that the physical world, the Hebrew word we use, as we've talked about this many times, olam, is really a veil. It's all a veil. It's a veil for the reality. The spiritual world is what's real. The physical world is a veil that's put over the spiritual world. And this experience of Kabbalah Satorah is never to be repeated again. Some say Ad Bias Kol Tzedek. until the days of Yimos HaMashiach, meaning no human being ever had, they could never had such an understanding and to this degree. This was something totally, totally beyond this world. It didn't appear again. But the revelation will only come Achras Hayam, in the end of days, only come again Yimos HaMashiach. But it's interesting that why don't we have this ever again? Because it's not the purpose of the world. The purpose of the world, the Medrash famously tells us, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to find a makom dira betachton, that Hashem wants us to create space for His presence in this world, to bring the divine presence, to bring the holiness into the physical, into the artzius. This is why, I mean, we're not going to get into the depths of this, but in Veschanan, when Moshe Rabbeinu gets more into the details that you said you didn't want to hear from me, you wanted to hear straight from Hashem, and then they told Moshe, you know what, it's enough, we want to hear from Hashem, and Moshe was upset. Moshe said, no, you should hear directly from Hashem. Hashem said, no, it's good that they said stop. Why? Because Hashem said, the purpose of this world is not to obliterate the Gashmias and just to have a world of Ruchnias. No, the purpose of this world is to be Anshei Kodesh, to be Anshei Kodesh Tiyonli. That we're not supposed to be Malachim. We're supposed to be human beings, but we're supposed to be elevated human beings. We're supposed to use the Torah HaKadosha to live spiritual and moral and ethical lives. That's the Tafkid that we have here. And so this is why when we talk about Kabbalah Satorah, and Moshe Rabbeinu tells us in Sefer Devarim, don't forget Ra'u Einecha, don't forget what your eyes saw. Why is it so important to remember what our eyes saw at Har Sinai? And again, he's talking to the generation who's going into the land of Israel, that are going to lose these open miracles that they had in front of them, manna from heaven, water flowing from a rock. You know, people are not going to live right around the Mishkan or the Mikdash. People are going to live far. They're going to live in the Golan. They're going to live in the south. They're going to live in the Me'ever LeYarden, in the Transjordan. They're going to live by the beach, by the Chof. They're not going to see the miracles of the Beis HaMikdash consistently and constantly. And so therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them, when they're going into the land, remember what your eyes saw at Har Sinai. Why the stress in that? Because that was one and only show. What your eyes saw was, your eyes saw sounds. It was bar kechama, it was clear as day to you. The truth of the spiritual plane. And the physical plane was put in doubt. The reality and the substance of the physical plane was in doubt because of this awesome, awesome revelation that you have. But how do we continue the revelation? Taka, now that Hashem, after the five kolos, after the five sounds, Hashem revealed Himself to us, right? That's the fifth level. That is beyond the four levels of existence, the domain, the tzomeach, the chayim, medaber, beyond the world of asiya, yitzira, bria, and atzilus. To go to that fifth level, to go to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have to remember what that is. That's Anochi. That's Ana Nafshi Chsovius Yehivis. That I've written my soul and I've given over my soul to you. By learning Torah HaKadosha, that's how we connect to the eternity. That's how we are filled with the light of the Or Ein Sof. And so this is why when we come to a parsha, when we come to the parsha of Parshas Yisro, it behooves us to ask ourselves, Are we pushing ourselves in terms of Limud HaTorah? Obviously, we know the Olam Omed Al Shlosh Dvarim. The world stands on three things. Torah, Avodah, Gimilas Chasadim. Avodah is important. Gimilas Chasadim, of course, is important. But Rabbi Dr. Abraham J. Twersky, in his commentary on Pirkei Avos, he does point out that we know that these three Amudim, these three pillars that the world stands on, are related to the three significant relationships we have. The relationship between us and Hashem, between us and other people, and the third relationship, the relationship between us and ourselves. The relationship between us and Hashem, this is what Rabbi Twersky argues. The relationship, and again, this is something we've spoken about, but he discusses it, he shares it so beautifully. The relationship between us and Hashem, that's captured by Avoda. That's captured by temple service and by prayer, talking directly to God. The relationship between us and other people, that's Gemilas Chasadim, which is also incredibly important. Each one, these are three equal pillars. But how do we build the relationship with ourselves? You know how you build the relationship with yourself? Through Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah is not about God. Limudat Torah is not about other people. Limudat Torah is about you. Limudat Torah is about knowing who you are. Limudat Torah is about plumbing the depths of your soul. And that's why in the beginning, Limudat Torah is very hard. Because, and Chazal tell us, because we have to get through the upper layers. We have to go down. We have to go down to the deepest place. We have to introspect. And this is why Nefesh HaChaim, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, the student of the Vilna Gaon, writes in his Nefesh HaChaim, before a person learns Torah, they should do tshuva. Person before they learns Torah should think thoughts of tshuva. Well, why do you have to do tshuva before you're learning Torah? Because what's tshuva? Tshuva is your return to yourself, right? Isn't that what tshuva is? You're returning to who you are. Return to yourself. So if Torah is the process of self-discovery, but one second, I thought we just said that Torah, no nafshi k'savis yahavis, that the Torah is Hashem writing his ratzon, writing the deepest prime moving force in the world and giving it to us in a text. But that's exactly the point. That's exactly the point. You want to discover who you really are? Learn Torah. And that's why when you get past the layers, what Chazal tell us, the beginning of learning Torah, the beginning of the process, it's bitter. It's bitter. It's not enjoyable. But when you break through, masuk midvash, there's nothing sweeter than learning Torah. Because it's connecting you with yourself. It's letting you understand yourself and bringing the truth, your deepest truth, to the forefront. And that's the bracha that we have on a Parshas Yisro. That's the bracha on a Parshas Yisro and a Shabbos that started off a week that started off so difficult. Losing Rabbi David Soloveitchik Zatzal, Rabbi Yitzchak Shoiner Zatzal, Rabbi Dr. Abraham J. Twersky Zechusi Again Aleinu. That we have to find the light inside of ourselves. We have to find the divinity inside of ourselves. And the key to unlocking that is the Torah HaKadosha. Hashem should bless us all that we should find great Siyata D'Shmaya. We should find tremendous, tremendous help from heaven on this path and on this journey to ourselves. Have a great Shabbos, everyone. Be safe.